The independent Democratic group MoveOn.org is running ads about Republicans who are voting for John Kerry. Documentary filmmaker Errol Morris, who made The Thin Blue Line, created the ads. We spoke with two Marines who are featured in the spots. Rick Dove is retired and lives in North Carolina. He voted Republican from Richard Nixon through Bob Dole and then switched to Democrat Al Gore in 2000. Lee Buttrell is a ready reservist from Colorado. He fought in Iraq last year.
I feel like George Bush really betrayed the heart and spirit of the American troops by sending them into a war without any reason other than his own personal agenda. I don't think that he felt like there were really weapons of mass destruction there. I think he used that as a tool, really, to forward what he believed as a way of establishing a power base in the Middle East, and really had nothing to do with the well-being of the United States.
Now, you fought in that war. Did you think that at the time, or how did you come to this view of events in Iraq?
No, I mean, at the beginning of the war, I really wanted to believe the president. I voted for him in 2000, so I was hoping that the reasons we were giving were correct, but we got over there, and this weren't the horrors that we thought we'd find over there. We just found a normal people living their normal lives. Of course, Saddam Hussein was a horrible, horrible person, but it could be argued that the conditions today in Iraq are no better, if not worse, than they were under Saddam's rule.
Let me bring in Rick Dove. If you voted for Al Gore the last time, why do you not count yourself as a Democrat at this point in time?
Why? Because I'm a conservative. You know, there are a lot of Republicans out there that are Republicans in name only, and they're not true conservatives, and George Bush fits in that category. I voted for Gore because I really had no choice, and I felt that Gore would actually run the country more consistent with some of my conservative views than George W. Bush would, and I'm absolutely convinced now that I was right about that. I was really excited when I first heard that George W. Bush was running, and then I was equally excited when John McCain entered the race, and then was very disappointed when I saw what happened down in South Carolina when Bush attacked McCain's military record. I no longer trusted him.
Lee Buttrell, you know, I'm curious from your litany of things that you don't like about Mr. Bush, why did you vote for him last time?
He just had a more concise viewpoint. I think he really stands on his ideals. He puts things in a black and white picture, which I liked at the time, and I felt we needed a stronger stance internationally. I also thought, as someone serving in the military at the time, that he would increase the budget for the military, you know, make my bottom line in terms of wages higher, but I didn't see it going as far off course as it did.
Well, given that Senator Kerry has said that even if he knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction, he still would have voted to give the president the authority to go to war. Not quite the same thing as supporting the war as it was waged. But how does he distinguish himself to you from President Bush in that one area?
John Kerry really hasn't distinguished himself in terms of the war issue from President Bush, other than he said that we went in incorrectly or in a kind of messed up manner. He really needs to take a stronger stance against the war if he wants to get the support of a lot of Democrats and people like me who feel like they're betrayed by this country. And you know, it's not so much that I'm voting for John Kerry as I'm voting against George Bush.
I was just going to ask you that because that's what it sounds like.
Of course.
Rick Dove, it sounds like you as well are voting against George W. Bush more than for John Kerry.
I would say, Renee, it's about 50-50. I absolutely am convinced that the leadership of George W. Bush over the past 4 years has been a failure. John Kerry has been tested in combat, and he's a hero. And I think that all this stuff coming out about the Swift Boat guys, I was in Vietnam twice. I volunteered, and I'm behind Kerry 100% on his Vietnam record. But John Kerry has not been tested as president. So all of us, or with any person that you're going to vote for to be president, you won't know for sure until he's in office. But I believe that he's got the grit to do it.
Rick Dove, Lee Buttrell, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Renee.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Lee Buttrell and Rick Dove are Republicans who this year will vote for John Kerry. They appear in the switcher ads paid for by MoveOn.org.